WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. President Trump has paused for a month the new tariffs against Mexico and Canada. CBS's Weijia Jiang reports the markets had not reacted well.
May not be a driving factor, but it has a seat in the car when we're talking about tariffs. I mean, we're talking about Donald Trump, who before his political career was a businessman in New York City. And so, of course, he pays attention to Wall Street, and these numbers matter to him.
And concerns from everyday Americans struggling to make ends meet.
He does insist, essentially, no pain, no gain. And he has said there has to be a disturbance, that farmers have to make an adjustment. But, you know, the question is how much.
And J.D. Durkin reports jobless numbers aren't likely to help matters with the federal firings.
When we get the March data, the first Friday of April, we'll really start to see that weigh on the overall unemployment figure.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammy McCormick.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for input from residents on proposed duck hunting season zones and split options. According to a press release, the duck hunting season structure can be reviewed and changed every 5 years under the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The DNR is considering public input for 2026 through 2031. Feedback can be submitted online or by mail and must be submitted by March 30th. The DNR will also host a number of public hearings on the proposal over the next few weeks. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is proposing a broad incidental take permit for rare fish during planned statewide transportation projects. According to a press release, the permit would allow those projects to go forward with plans to minimize any impact on conservation efforts. DNR officials also say normal spawning timing restrictions would still apply if crews come across a suitable habitat occupied by one of those rare fish species. The agency will accept public comments on the incidental take permit until April 4th. The Village of Lake Halley Board approved an expansion for TDS internet service in the area this week. Officials say once the installation of the internet infrastructure is complete, about 2,700 more homes will have access to a new option for internet service. They also hope the additional service will help improve competition in the area. Installation work is scheduled to begin this spring, starting on Business 53, working off Woodward Avenue, and moving north towards Chippewa Falls. Installation costs will be free to the city and residents. A Chautauqua man accused of OWI and fleeing law enforcement is facing new charges in Barron County Circuit Court. According to court documents, 28-year-old Aaron Burgess was charged with bail jumping and operating while revoked on Tuesday. Authorities say they responded to a car crash on Monday, and a deputy recognized the vehicle that had crashed in a ditch as the one he had pursued through New Auburn in November. That chase allegedly reached speeds of 130 miles per hour. Burgess is set to appear in court next week. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Wisconsin gets the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Badgers beat the Gophers in Minnesota. Matt LaPay on the Badgers Radio Network.
Inbounds pass to Tanjay. They'll let him dribble out the clock, and the Badgers make it 9 straight against Minnesota as the Badgers win it by 7. Final score tonight, Wisconsin 74, Minnesota 67.
John Blackwell with 25 points. The Badgers 21 for 24 from the free throw line. That's the best in the nation. Great guard.
You know, you get on the road, the fact that we were able to really be solid with the ball the second half and get to the free throw line was really important.
Marquette with a loss at UConn, 72-66. The Golden Eagles host number 6th-ranked St. John's on Saturday. NBA, the Bucks over the shorthanded Mavericks, 137-107. Giannis scoring his 20,000th career point.
20,000 points is, obviously, when I go on the court, I'm a competitor. I'm going to compete. That's who I am.
It's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's weather forecast is brought to you by SureTight Construction, raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. There's no job too big or too small. Find them at SureTight.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, lows upper teens to 20. Clouds tomorrow morning, then turning mostly sunny for the afternoon and highs in the upper 30s. Even warmer temperatures for the weekend and into next week, highs climbing through the 40s, even some 50s. Currently it's 37.
SureTight Construction has been raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. Family owned and operated for over 30 years, they specialize in residential and commercial projects. from siding and seamless gutters to asphalt, metal, and flat membrane roofs. Need a custom shed or garage? They have you covered. Visit SureTight.com today or call 715-720-0212. SureTight Construction, where your dreams become reality.
Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me as we find out what happened to USAID with Christina Dry, speechwriter and communications analyst for the agency.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves to watch true crime, but only if it's shoplifting, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, hey! Wisconsin, let's do this. We're going to light it up, man. It's Thursday night. Great to have you with me. We are live on the air from downtown Green Bay, broadcasting statewide over the beautiful state of Wisconsin, and it was a beautiful day today. I pulled a total Pete last night, and that sounds worse than it is. But we got snow, and I didn't even shovel because I knew most of it was going to melt away today, and most of it is gone. So I saved myself. Well, I was just lazy for the most part. Hope you're having a great day. Welcome to Nightlight. Got a fun show tonight. It's very exciting. I've got one of my Civic Media colleagues whose show, The Todd Alba Show, airs here on the network. Todd Alba, the host of The Todd Alba Show. Conrad, don't ask me how I did it, but I did it. You know how many hosts he had to beat out to host The Todd Alba Show, even though his name was Todd Alba?
Do you know how many?
The guy brought it. Came down like, I think he was up against Ted Koppel and he beat him.
Well, that's great.
Probably don't know who Ted Koppel
is. I don't.
Google. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. It was, it's a better day when it's, you know, nice. It's getting to the spring and I can't wait for it.
Yeah, same, buddy. Todd Alba is here at 6:35. He's going to make the popcorn pick of the week. Folks, this has become a crucial part of our week and hopefully your week, because you got to know what to watch. You can't sit down and scroll through every app. So we're just going to give you a pick, and it's going to come by way of Todd Alba. He's going to be here at 6:35. That will be fun. And then I'm excited. I've got a first-time guest tonight on Nightlight. A few weeks ago, we had Matt Harper on hip-hop. What was the other thing we called Matt Harper? His title was Rock Hip-Hop, or there was something he put with hip hop. It sounded really cool. But Matt's great. And he was here and he performed and he referred me to our guest tonight at 7:20, Paul Hanna, who is a staple and kind of a local legend. And he's played with some of the biggest bands there are. So Paul is coming into the studio. Very excited to meet Paul. And I will be happy to hear him play and talk to him about music. All the things we do on Nightlight when we have musicians in the studio. It's going to be a good time. So good thing you're here. I am wearing, I'm going to open up here. I cannot find my Thursday night shirt. And I've already worn this shirt once this week. I'm a little self-conscious. How do you lose a shirt?
Is it lost in the laundry somewhere?
It's got to be somewhere. Yeah. A shirt doesn't just leave on its own. But I can't find it. I can't. I looked in the laundry room. I looked in my office. I looked in my bedroom. I cannot find my Thursday shirt, and it's really irritating me because I've had to double up. I have other shirts I could bring out of retirement. They're not in the rotation, but they're fine shirts. But I can't find my Thursday shirt. I don't know how that happened.
I don't have a rotating day. I know that shirt's going to be my Monday shirt.
I don't either. actually. I'm just doing it for the bit. Okay. But Conrad, that's crazy. What do? You just go into your closet? You don't know what you're going to wear? You go in willy-nilly and pick something out?
I just go into my closet. It basically decides on what color I wear because I have my closet color coded. So just go in there.
Hold on. I got to unpack that. You have your
my closet is
color coded. Yeah. Well, you have all your clothes by color?
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
I did not see that coming from you.
I never did it before, but when I moved in, I actually have like a nice walk-in closet. I was like, we got to do something cool
for
it.
A young single guy, 25 years old, you have a walk-in closet? That's insane. Good for you, man.
I was surprised when I toured the place and I was like, you sold me already. No walk-in closet.
You're trying to be like that single guy, like, don't make a big deal about the walk-in closet. Don't make a big deal about the walk-in closet. Sold! It is nice when you can kind of go in there, and I've got that too, but I'm much older than you. I'm impressed. So you have your clothes color coordinate. So you, on one day you're feeling like a nice beige, and then you go blue, and no kidding.
Wow. Yep.
All right. Good for you. Well, we just learned something about Conrad here tonight, folks. And I think you should text and weigh in. What do you think? Are you impressed by Conrad's color coordination in his walk-in bachelor pad closet? I'm pretty impressed by that. Phone lines are open, as is the text line. I don't know. I'll try to dig that shirt up somewhere. It's a slick looking shirt, and it makes me look a couple pounds. Do you have clothes like that where you go, yeah, I look better than that. I look a little bit thinner. Not that you can fool people too much, but
well, a nice black really is slimming. You know,
absolutely. You That's know? The shirt I can't find. My black short sleeve shirt. Damn it. So all right, this is very exciting today, folks. It is. Every once in a while we share the national days of the year. Today is a big one, not just because it's Oreo Cookie Day. It's the Day of the Dude. And most of you, or some of you may not know who the dude is. He is the star. He is the central character in The Big Lebowski. Jeffrey Lebowski, but he goes by the dude. In the movie, there's a big mix-up with the Big Lebowski, who is actually goes by Jeffrey Lebowski. And that's how the whole story starts. So it is the Day of the Dude. And share your thoughts on The Big Lebowski with us if you've seen the film. If you haven't, I recommend it. It's a great watch. It's one of those films, rarely does a film, or I should say rarely do people, if they don't like a film the first time or they just think it's okay, do they go back to it? But the Lebowski kind of bucks the trend. I know a lot of people that saw The Big Lebowski that were kind of like, yeah, it was okay. And then they go back to it and they just fall in love with it. And that's what happened with me. My writing partner, Greg Liena, who has been on this show, said, I'm telling you, give it another chance. This is like in 1999. And I'm like, I didn't not like it. I just didn't love it. And he's like, I'm telling you, try it again. Try it again. And I did. And it's one of my all-time favorite movies. You've seen it, right?
I actually, the first time I watched it was after, I think, last year when we talked
on this day, probably.
Yeah, it was a little like, I don't know, the story was a little hard to follow sometimes,
right.
But the comedy just brought it back. It was so funny. The deadpan sometimes just got me so good.
And I think, I used to think maybe you needed to kind of be familiar with L.A. to love it, but I don't think that's it. I think you just have to watch it again. It's so great. The characters are so great. John Goodman, Steve Buscemi, Julianne Moore. Philip Seymour Hoffman. But that leads us, ladies and gentlemen, to our question of the day.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
In honor of The Big Lebowski, who is your favorite movie character of all time? He's a great character, the Lebowski, Jeffrey Lebowski. And I'm going to say he's up there on my list. I'm going to give like probably three over the course of the show. The Big Lebowski is one of my favorites. But who is yours? Who is your all-time favorite movie character? Is it Ace Ventura? Is it Russell Crowe in L.A. Confidential? Is it Dirty Harry or James Bond? Is it Kristen Wiig? Or I know, I should have said Kate McKinnon. Melissa McCarthy. Who? Well, those are actors, but who is your favorite movie character? That is our question of the night, and love it when you guys participate. It's always so much more fun. Phone lines are open, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can reach us at the same number via the text line or the Civic Media app, which is so easy to use. Let us know who your favorite movie character is. Could be Oppenheimer, could be Barbie from a couple years ago. One of my favorites, I usually lean toward comedy, is probably Clark Griswold.
That's I'll share three too, and I'll say three is Clark Griswold for me.
Number three?
Yeah.
Okay. Counting down. Matthew McConaughey in Dazed and Confused too. One of my all-time favorite. Fletch is another good one. You could just say Chevy Chase's characters. Yeah. But there's so many good ones. But who is yours? Who is your favorite movie character in honor of the Big Lebowski? That's a good question. I hope we get some good responses with this. We'll ask Todd Alba, too, when he's here at 6:35. Lots going on today. I'm trying to think, where am I at here? Okay, so here's a big... Do you watch network television anymore? Or you just stream stuff?
Well, I watch sports on it, network television. But I'd say the one show that I actually watch on TV every week is Impractical Jokers.
Is that still on? Are new episodes, or you just watch the...
Well, so Joe Gatto is not on it anymore, and that happened like 2 years ago now.
Okay.
So every week they have like a celebrity guest in that spot. So I think it's kind of funny to see celebs, you know, kind of do the Impractical Joker thing. Yeah, so that's the one thing I watch every week on it.
All right. I don't really watch much. I watch a show called Chicago PD. It's not great. It's a Dick Wolf show. I decided I would watch one of the Chicago shows. So I watch Chicago PD as opposed to Fire or Med. I used to watch SVU. I was a Dick Wolf fan. It's not that I love Dick Wolf. It's just that you know what you're getting. You're not going to be like too disappointed. But it is a network show. And I don't think they measure up to the streaming shows by and large. So today I read that they canceled. There's a show called FBI on CBS. And it had two spinoffs, FBI Most Wanted and FBI International. Both shows rated the top of the Nielsen ratings in their slot. And they both got canceled. And I can't figure out why. And I've Googled it today, and I still can't figure out why. The regular FBI is still on. But not International and not Most Wanted. And I think... Do you know who Dylan McDermott is, the actor?
It sounds familiar.
He's like the main character in FBI Most Wanted. But he's so cringe, and I can't tell if it's the writing or his acting. Like, he'll be flirting with a girl, a colleague, and he'll go, "Here's someone I think I want to get to know a little more." It's like, who talks like that?
That seems like something he'd like deadpan to the camera and say that.
Yeah, as a joke. It's just terrible, right? Like, nobody talks like that. And if they do, you shouldn't give them the time of day. All right, we're going to come back. I'm going to read some of your texts. We're going to talk, God, what do we do? Oh, here's something that really ticked me off earlier today. I got this phone message, and I'm going to tell you all about it next. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. I wanna cry, cry, cry alone. When you're feeling blue, I'm waiting for you.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my superhydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We remember the legacy of Val Phillips, the trailblazing civil rights leader, is also the first African-American woman elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly. Phillips was born in Milwaukee, and though she faced both racial and gender barriers, she remained strong in her fight for equality. She helped pass groundbreaking laws to desegregate public housing while also fighting for voting rights. Her courage and determination wasn't just for Wisconsin, but for the nation. And Phillips' legacy continues to inspire those who believe in justice, showing that one voice can spark change. These are the stories continuing to inspire all of us every day. And as we honor them, we will also recognize the powerful women who are still writing history. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Maximus. You like Maximus? Our question tonight is, who is your favorite movie character in honor of the Day of the Dude? Jeffrey Lebowski, one of my favorite movie characters, just a phenomenal character that the Coen brothers came up with. But who are your favorite movie characters throughout the history of cinema? Just looking more at this site. You got Maximus from Gladiator, Inspector Clouseau from the Pink Panther movies, Inigo Montoya from The Princess Bride.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a great one. Lisbeth Salander, I think I'm saying the last name right, from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. That is a phenomenal movie and a great character. Rick Blaine from Casablanca. Love that character. Harry Potter. George Bailey. The list goes on and on. Who is your favorite movie character? It's the Day of the Dude. We got to celebrate this. And I'm going to say Jeffrey Lebowski is one of mine for sure, but let us know. We got some good ones already. This is from the 608. Nobody messes with the Jesus. That's a quote from Lebowski. I love that.
Yep.
Let's see if we have time to get to that clip, but we'll see. Let me read a few more of these. Who's this? Conrad, you know this guy? Severus Snape?
Yeah, that's he plays one of the professors in Harry Potter, and he starts out, you think he's bad, and then he turns out to be a protector of Harry at the end.
Gotcha. Okay. Oh, those are nice. That's a nice variant there, 608. Well done. Andrew from Maine says, favorite character, Mr. Aaron Zommers of the Todd Alba Show. Oh, wait, you said movie character. My bad. Hey, you don't know, the jury is still out on Aaron Zommers. They could still create a movie character based around Aaron's persona. I think they'd be well served. That's just a message for Hollywood in general. From the 262, Sly Stallone as Rocky. Yeah, that's a good one. Rocky's a great character. Brian from Green Bay says, Sundown from Top Gun. Who's Sundown? Is that the love interest in the new? I'm going to look that up. I'll find that out. Thanks, Brian, for the text. All great texts. Keep them coming, folks. So many movie characters to choose from. Atticus Finch, love Atticus Finch. George Bailey, like I said. Frank Drebin from Police Squad or The Naked Gun. Love Frank Drebin. We got a call?
That was actually Tom from New Berlin. He says that his favorite is Groot.
Who's Groot? If this is going to be
from the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
Where he only says, I am Groot.
I'm going to need help with Marvel, DC, and any Harry Potter stuff. You're going to stump me. I won't know
That's all right. Yeah, I can help you.
Speaking of the man himself, who is destined to be the central focus of a movie one day, or at least someone will play him. If they're making a movie about me, I'm thinking maybe they can cast Robert De Niro. Too old, Aaron. You look great, man. You don't look that old. I know you live hard. You party. I have no idea what Aaron does with his social life. Don't you just kind of picture him following Todd around, keeping Todd in line?
Just the whole day.
The whole day.
Aaron, I can see Adam Brody. There we go.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Adam Brody, yeah. Adrian Brody, you mean. Are you talking Adam Brody?
I guess either. Well, Adrian's probably too old.
Hey, listen, tomorrow, Adrian Brody found out about our little gag we did. He is not happy. He left me a phone message. We had a little conversation.
Oh, no.
We'll play that tomorrow night on the show. You're not going to want to miss that. Woody from Toy Story. That's a good one. So many to choose from. Keep those texts coming, folks. Who is your favorite movie character of all time? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Aaron Zommer's boss coming up. I don't know. Is it his boss? They're colleagues.
Colleagues.
Todd does like to boss people around, though. I'm sure Aaron gets the brunt of that. But Todd Albaugh will be here to make the popcorn pick of the week, talking about movies. I got one of those messages today. This really bugged me. You know, I let it go to voicemail, didn't recognize the number, and I just looked at the wording. You know how you can open your voicemail and see the wording of the message, and it's like, and they said, Pete, it's important that you, urgent. It's urgent that you contact us about your loan status immediately. And my initial instinct, I kind of panicked. I was like, wait, what? What? And then I'm like, wait a minute, I don't have any loan. So people that are younger than like 70 or even 80 probably aren't fooled by that. But why is that allowed? I know it's buyer beware. Everybody wants to make a buck. You could do whatever you want. But when did we start like tricking people into calling them back? And this is probably a sales technique that has been going on for decades. And it's just kind of morphed into different forms. But now they leave like they know you, like they're doing business with you. It just bothers me. Look, there are many worse things you could do to break the law. But I don't know why that ticks me off. Sometimes I just get irritated with people who push too far.
You know, so when I was looking for a new place to go work out, and there's this new Crunch Fitness in the Bay Park Square. So I put my name in there. I was like, yeah, maybe I'll see. And then I gave him the number. Now I got a different gym, so I don't know how to get my number off of that because they call me so much. Be like, so are you thinking about joining?
Oh, my God.
No.
It's a gym. Relax. I can't stand that either. It's like everybody wants your phone number.
Yeah.
And I'm just not doing it.
Yeah.
It's become so valuable. All they want are lists of numbers. And you don't realize the power you have in not giving someone your phone number. So if other people would do it, we could band together.
When I worked at Champ Sports, I was the person who would ask for the number at the register. Do you want to give me your number? My boss would get mad and be like, no, you need to be enthusiastic about getting that number. Like, they don't want to give me their number. I know they don't.
Conrad, do a cartwheel, do a dismount, and ask for the number. That's how we do it. Yeah, I don't, what kind of people, was there a type that were most likely to give you their number?
I guess I'd really only ask parents. Like, if it's a guy that's like probably my age.
Well, of course you ask parents. You can't ask kids.
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, saying to the guy my age, I knew they were not gonna want that to give the phone number.
Tell you where to go.
Because that's how I feel too. So I'm like.
Our question of the night is, who is your favorite movie character? We're doing that in honor of the Day of the Dude, the Big Lebowski. It's a big day. One of my favorite movie characters. We got some great texts. Keep them coming. We'll read some more after the news. And it's our popcorn pick of the week. Todd Albaugh is here. Paul Hanna is here. Local music legend at 720. It's a fun night here at Nightlight. Glad you're with me. It's Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Tap. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun.
It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced a preliminary injunction against the Trump administration's efforts to cut billions in funding for the Department of Health and Human Services and the National Institutes of Health. The lawsuit was filed by attorneys general from 22 states in February, and Wednesday's ruling will provide a temporary reprieve from those funding cuts. The National Institutes of Health is the primary source of federal funding for medical research in the country, heavily supporting universities and research institutions. An Elon Musk-backed group is running potentially deceptive advertisements in the Wisconsin Supreme Court campaign. The group, called Progress 2028, has been running ads that appear to be messages of support for Judge Susan Crawford. The ads describe Judge Crawford as a progressive champion, but some say the true intent of the ads is to tie her to controversial issues like abortion and immigration to influence moderate voters. Musk-affiliated groups have spent millions in support of Crawford's conservative opponent, Judge Brad Schimmel. The Chippewa County Criminal Justice Services Department has received grant funding to incorporate a new training simulator in the field. According to a press release, the Multiple Interactive Learning Objectives Range Advanced Training Simulator will be used to better prepare law enforcement authorities to respond to a crisis situation. The department received a roughly $24,000 grant from the Wisconsin Department of Justice for the training simulator. Training sessions with the simulator were scheduled to begin on Thursday. Bloomer Fire officials say the barn and meat shop involved in a Monday morning blaze have been deemed a total loss. Fire crews responded to the structures on Highway 40 at around 5 a.m. on Monday. They spent hours fighting the fire at the barn and meat shop, finally extinguishing it at around 1 p.m. They also say the home on the property connected to the barn and meat shop did not suffer any damage and nobody was reported injured. Officials have not yet identified the cause of the fire, but the investigation remains active. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The tabloids love to stir up trouble and are continuing to do so following last week's Oscars broadcast. After Kieran Culkin won Best Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain, cameras caught Edward Norton, who also was nominated for his role in A Complete Unknown, leaning over and saying the F word to his wife. It's not 100% clear what he said or if he was referring to the fact that he lost or if he's the most awkward romantic ever. Margaret Qualley's star is on the rise after a small but star-making role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and playing opposite Demi Moore in this year's Oscar-nominated The Substance, the world is pretty much her oyster. After a really unnecessary James Bond music tribute at the Oscars last week, which happened just in time as Bond was killed off 2 years ago, fans are now saying they hope the daughter of Andy McDowell becomes a Bond girl. Quite a leap. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, lows upper teens to 20. Clouds tomorrow morning, then turning mostly sunny for the afternoon and highs in the upper 30s. Even warmer temperatures for the weekend and into next week, highs climbing through the 40s, even some 50s.
Currently 35 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, can the House GOP use their mandate to pass a clean funding bill? And remember when Senator Rick Scott took the fifth 75 times when his company was fined $1.7 billion for Medicare fraud? He has new thoughts! Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. We are getting so many texts. I'm going to have to stretch out my jaw to get through all these. But keep them coming, folks. I promise we'll get to them. It's a good question tonight. Who is your favorite movie character in honor of the Day of the Dude and the dude himself, Jeffrey Lebowski? Brian from Green Bay says, Tom Hagen from The Godfather. From the 920, Mary from Green Bay says, Marty McFly. That's a good one.
Oh, that's a great one.
That's a great one, yeah. Hard to go wrong with Back to the Future. All right, so this is exciting. Paul Hanna is here at 720. He's gonna rock us in studio. He is a local musician here in Northeast Wisconsin, but he's been all over, played with some huge acts. But right now, folks, I'm very excited to welcome my next guest. He's been here before. He's no stranger. He's been in the studio before. Remember that, Conrad?
Oh, yeah.
He took over. I wasn't even allowed in here when he was here.
That's
but he
right.
graciously
That's
let right. me in. And he is the host. You can hear him every day from 12 to noon right here on the network. His name is Todd Alba. Todd, how are you?
Good evening, Pete. Good evening, Conrad. I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's great to be with you. A legitimate star, Pete Schwabba, here at Civic Media.
Yeah, right. Hey, you know, I don't know if you remember this, Todd. You were one of the first people I'm...
Something wrong, Pete.
Yes, when I looked at the stream before the break, there was nothing there, and I thought you were just doing voice, and now I just got to look at you, and that's a phenomenal outfit, Todd.
Look, I commit to the bit. Oh, this is God. Last time I checked. It's called Popcorn Pick of the Week, and so I've got popcorn here. I've popped popcorn.
Okay.
We got that.
A cigar.
We got a mostly gone. I got a Swisher Sweet. We got a Maker's Mark. Man. Most of it's gone. A little bit here on ice. I'm sitting next to a beautiful fireplace not My far from a God. Beagle.
So I get the popcorn. I get the Swisher Sweet, by the way. Very Clint Eastwood.
Thank you.
And the hat. I might need some clarification on the hat and the outfit and the what looks like a tutu from my angle.
That's you're so well observant. You're absolutely right. And as Letterman says, thank you so very much for asking. Here's the deal, because I've committed to this popcorn pick of the week, and once we get into it, it has to do my get up here. I'm in a white cowboy hat, which I actually do own.
Okay.
I'm in a pink and blue flamingo T-shirt. From the soccer team, the football team, as they say in Spanish, in Madison. And then I have pink leotards on, and yes, a white frilly tutu. And it has to do with one of the characters in tonight's popcorn pick of the week.
All right. Well, now I'm very excited. And
I rented this fireplace because, you know, I live in a studio down in the project next to the railroad track. So I'm down here in Monroe, Wisconsin, borrowing the fireplace on my friend Kurt and Florcy. That's true, actually. I've come to Monroe just for this segment.
God, the bar has been raised for the popcorn pick of the week. Remember when Nikki Zurjev came in and she brought all these snacks? I was like, oh, this is phenomenal. And it was. But Todd Alba, my friend, the bar has been raised. Thank you.
It's for you because you understand that my family loves you when, you know, my stepmother, she rarely listens to my show. And then last time I was on your show, I said, well, I'm going to be on the Pete Schwabba show on Nightlight. And she said, wait, Pete Schwabba? I said, yeah. And she goes, you mean the guy who does all the stuff on Wisconsin Public Television? I said, yeah. Oh, I'll listen. I'll watch. I mean, she was very excited for you. For me, it's whatever. But for Pete Schwabba, and God love you, you're legit. I mean, I listen to this show. You have actors on. You have writers. You have directors. I'm not joking around now. It's one of the best programs you have on Civic Media.
Wow.
So I felt that me, Todd, I had to up the game because compared to you, I'm just, you know, community access radio.
Oh, dude, you're out from noon to two. That's the sweet spot. And listen,
people are just eating.
Don't worry. Your stepmom will come around. It's hardest to headline. It's hardest to headline in your hometown.
That,
you know, so I don't think my parents listen to the show. So there you go.
Well, I know Conrad's whole family down. We have half of Florida listening tonight. God love them.
That's an anomaly, though, don't you think, Todd? I mean, honestly.
I don't know. I lived in Florida for about 8 months on Marco Island. It was beautiful.
I'm just laughing because you must have been so bummed when I at first didn't notice you.
I was just waiting for it.
Well, thank you, buddy. It's great to have you here. I love the outfit. Now I'm very curious about what your popcorn pick of the week will be, but let's get to this first. Okay, so
sure.
Well, let me ask you this, Todd. Our question of the night. Who is your favorite movie character of all
time? I heard this earlier, and I've been thinking. Because it's a great question. Yeah. And by the way, I heard the question, was it last night? What are you giving up for Lent?
Yeah.
Right. And to answer that one, I traditionally give up abstinence for Lent, and because somebody has to do it. So I thought, well, why not me? And so far it's not going very well,
What do you do? What does that mean? Just binge on everything then? You can't get enough of anything?
Pretty much. I mean, sleep with anyone who comes in the door. I mean, whatever. Again, not going well.
When they walk in and see you in that getup, it might you're kind of digging a hole
exactly.
for yourself. But.
I mean, I put this on my the parents of my stepson. She looked at me and she said, "I knew you were gay, but not that gay." She didn't say that, but the looks and everything.
You could read her mind. You know, she didn't have
to
say
exactly.
Anything. Yeah. That's great.
No, I would say in all seriousness, favorite, because here's the thing, and I know you appreciate this as a writer. I love things that are well written. I don't care whether it's music or film or books or whatever. So part of it's the writing, but then how the actor interprets it. The first one is I know this is low-hanging fruit, but my God, who else could ever play Indiana Jones besides Harrison Ford?
Oh, that's a great one. Yeah.
I mean, that's just a character that you go and you cannot wait to see get on the screen. And then the other one, I'm a big Matt Damon fan, but those Bourne films.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a conflicted character like that, I love conflicted characters because, you know, as appeared on the stream tonight, I'm a bit conflicted myself.
Todd's just working through some stuff, folks. Don't worry. All Listen, right. If you're listening on the stream or if you can get to the stream, you'd be well served to watch this broadcast because you got to see Todd's outfit. It's fantastic. It's absolute gold. And yet it's not.
exactly the point.
All right. So, Todd, I know you're a movie fan. I can't believe it's taken us this long to get you on for the popcorn pick of the week. But where do you like to watch movies? Do you prefer the theater? Do you prefer at home?
I prefer to in a basement with a humidifier going off. Just kidding. If I have a choice, I would say no at the theater. Right, exactly. Yeah. There's no place, in my opinion, there's no better place to see a film. And this point was being made at the Oscars this week.
Yeah.
Is that you cannot experience cinema unless you are in a cinema, because part of it, as we talk about so often, it's a shared experience. So, I mean, you can sit in your basement or you can sit in front of a 70 or whatever, 80-inch TV and stream something, but you know, in my case, it's just me and a bottle of scotch, you know, but you're not going to get that shared experience. So I think part of it is the shared experience. That would be my favorite place, a theater.
That's great. Okay, so do you have, like, when you go to the theater, do you have a favorite snack that you like to order and have?
Popcorn.
Okay, popcorn. Nice
popcorn. Yeah, I think that's pretty standard. You know, unlike the Penguin, I don't have a Sprite for me, please. It's more Coke, and I smuggle in a fifth of Jack Daniels, and so you know, by the second act, I'm ready to go. No, I'm just kidding.
No, listen.
If my mother's listening, she's thinking, "Don't say that. Why would you say that?"
But Dad, she can't ground you. You're way past that age. It's not happening. Don't worry about it. No, I think a lot of people do that. They sneak in the booze or their drink of choice, and there are worse crimes you could commit, to be honest.
I guess. I've stuck at M&M's once, but I kind of look at it, you know, I'm not a big gambler either. I haven't gone gambling since my days in Platteville. Would sneak across to East Dubuque on the boat, and I took $20 back when they had slot machines and you actually used nickels. And so I kind of look at theater in the same way. It's like, all right, it's $20. I'm gonna buy a small popcorn and soda and just enjoy it.
That's fantastic. That's the old school. That's like the all-American
old school
movie
stuff. Very old.
Well, I love it. No, and it's like that never gets old because who is it that we had on? I think it was last week, Conrad. Somebody said when you get to the midway down in the popcorn, oh, damn it. What was that line they had?
Was that Rich?
Maybe it was Rich.
Yeah.
Tellerico.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think
I'll
it was.
Have to remember it. We'll have to find it. But anyway, so, all right. So you like to go to the theater. Do you have different snacks at home, Todd? What do you have a certain movie you like to watch at the theater as opposed to home?
I think action films.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're. You can't replicate that at home. I don't care what kind of home theater you have. So an action film you want to see, an epic, a Titanic. I mean, you can't see Titanic at home and get the same experience. So these big epic films like that, I say that's good to watch at a theater. You know, probably comedies are a little easier to watch at home. You still get most of the effect. It's not quite as cinematic maybe as other films.
Right.
But, I'm getting into streaming, as you can see in the popcorn picks, and I have not one, not two, but three DVDs here. And
you,
so,
man.
Yes, I have a big DVD collection, because here's the deal. Streaming, they decide, well, it's not doing too well. Let's take it off. Well, how the hell do I get it then?
Right.
I mean, take a film like Dave, all right? One of my favorite political films, Dave, and they take that off of the streaming. Well, how am I going to watch it anymore?
Well, and not only that, like, I've caved, and usually I just like to spend the $4, $6, whatever it is, to rent something. But if my only options are to buy, like, I bought The Brutalist. That was the only way I could see it before the Oscars.
This is a presentation from Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and Civic Media. Eau Claire Area High School Basketball is on the air. Coverage of tonight's matchup begins with the pregame show, featuring an interview with the coach, a look around other area action, and the keys to the game. Let's head to the gym. Here's Scott Montesano.
Hello, everyone, and live from Stevens Point High School, it's Eau Claire Area High School Basketball. Tonight, it's the WIAA sectional semifinal in girls basketball, as the top seed Eau Claire Memorial Old Ames face the number 5 seed Neenah Rockets. Now it's become very real. Teams that are still playing girls basketball are now only 2 wins shy of getting to the state tournament weekend. For the Memorial Old Ames, they now reach the point in the path that in each of the last 2 seasons, they've been denied entry any further. However, this is by far the best squad playing at the top of their game that the Old Ames have brought to this sectional semifinal round. Back-to-back regional wins via blowout, continuing a season-long trend. Yet they go up against a Neenah team that comes from the powerful Fox Valley Association, so no need to do too deep of research. Superficially, one knows that they are good, and without argument, the best competition Memorial will have faced in at least several weeks. I'm Scott Montesano, joined by Derek Montesano. We're excited to have you with us for our coverage of Eau Claire Area High School Basketball. Tip-off for this one coming up at the top of the hour. And Derek, here we go. Very real at this juncture.
Yeah, you have to think with these teams, they've all got their eyes on making it to the final state games.
Memorial has played very well. They've been smooth, no hiccups in their first 2 playoff games.
Yeah, they've done their job, taking care of business, and gotten out of there with 2 blowouts.
We'll hear from Brandon Fanning, the head coach, in a moment, but he talked about they kind of have embraced the fact that in each of the last 2 years they lost in this game. And he says that the older players have a little extra bite to them, don't they?
Yeah, they've got a bone to pick, especially in this round. So if there's any time they're going to make it past, it would be right now.
One thing Neenah does have is they present a 3-point challenge that teams have not had against Memorial. They can shoot the 3 ball. Rowan Klesmet, by the way, her older brother Max on the Wisconsin Badgers, Rowan Klesmet, 22 points per game. She takes many threes, and they're also deep. Klesmet and another one of their big scorers, Ellie Buss, they were limited last Saturday against Hudson, yet still Neenah went on the road and pulled off the upset against Hudson.
Yeah, this team is weird, is good in the sense that they have players that can step up even if their big players just have a game where they're shut down completely.
So as we said, this is going to be the best competition Memorial has faced in at least several weeks. We caught up with head coach Brandon Fanning prior to this game, and again, this team has been at this spot the last couple of years already, lost in this sectional semifinal in each of the last 2 years. We began the conversation with him telling us what the message to the team was this week.
Talked a lot about just embracing the event. It's okay to talk about it. It's okay to want to be successful on a bigger stage. And then we talked a lot about resilience this week. Just the idea of, like, when things get uncomfortable, you know, note that nobody wants to be there, but it's important, right? It's important for your growth. It's important for, you know, to be able to demonstrate that, you know, through tough times, and that's certainly going to be a part of tonight's contest. And how we manage that and how we handle those moments, I think, are going to be really important for our however long this run goes.
Want to go back to last Saturday. There was a brief moment there in the first half where Marshfield had come back, made it 8-8. They had their people into it. Looked like, all right, they're going to, at the very least, keep this thing competitive for the first half. And then your team responded on that 10-0 run, never looked back. Talk a little bit about that show of resiliency when it looked like that underdog was going to make it interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Coach did a great job with that group this year. You know, I thought they were well prepared. I thought they came out and they were a really tough matchup for our regional final. But I thought our kids did a nice job, especially at home, of really protecting home court and kind of staying within ourselves. You know, and you know, for most of the game, I thought we took great shots. I thought, you know, we got the ball where it needed to go, and then we defended at a high level. You know, for most of the first half and a good majority of the second.
Obviously, this team's out of that very good Fox Valley Conference. What do you know about this squad? Of course, the players are a little different, but you saw them just a couple of years ago as well.
Yeah, I mean, again, this is a group that you know, went to state final last year, so there's a lot of playoff experience with them. Obviously, they play in the FVA, which has a lot of talent up and down it, and had a lot of success this year with that. You know, they're led by Rowan Klesmet, right, a 23 points a game scholarship player. You know, Ellie Buss is a really nice shooter, and they got a lot of really nice athletes that complement those kids, you know. So, you know, I think we really got to be able to execute, scout, you know, understand, you know, personnel, and then take care of the ball, right? We can't give any, you know, any free points, right, for them, because, you know, they're going to score, you know, on their own.
What is the strength you guys have that you really think you could try to lean on today?
Yeah, I mean, I think we can defend at a high level. You know, it'll allow us to get out and transition a little bit. You know, if we're always taking the ball out of the net, you know, it's going to be much tougher to go against that set defense. And then again, you know, if we're willing to do the job of taking care of the ball and getting shots on goal, you know, I think we can earn extra possessions as well, you know. And so for us, you know, tonight, you know, it's going to be hopefully a possession game, you know, hopefully something that we can, you know, limit the amount of touches that those kids get. And then again, take great shots on the other end.
And then lastly, of course, you guys have been in this game the last couple of years. Could you sense from the seniors and even the experienced juniors a little extra hunger? You always want to win. It wasn't like they didn't want to win before, but an extra hunger of, we're not going out tonight. We're at least getting one more game.
Yeah, I mean, we talked a little bit about those kids having a little extra bite. And we talked about our young kids having some, you know, youthful exuberance, right? And, you know, so kind of having that balance of all those energies. Right, hopefully we'll have a night for us.
And once again, that is Memorial head coach Brandon Fanning. Memorial and Nina getting ready for this one here at Stevens Point. Neutral site. You always have to have it be a neutral site once it gets to the sectional round. And, well, this is a centralized location, 2 hours from Eau Claire, about 2 hours from Nina. Derek, the crowd isn't going to be that large today because it's a Thursday and it's a two-hour drive. Not a lot of students, especially from the Nina standpoint, but there is still an energy here, isn't there?
Yeah, there's still going to be very much a good energy for this game, even though the number of people might not be the highest. There's still going to be a good atmosphere from them.
Winner of this game advances to the sectional final, which will be at Marshfield on Saturday afternoon against either Appleton East or Stevens Point. And Derek, the storyline's right there for Memorial. If they get past this game, then they have to take on one of the teams that has been one of the teams that's beaten them this year. But they to set up that storyline, they got to get past this one.
Yeah, they first got to win this game for us to start talking about their next opponent being someone that they've lost to already.
Again, for this Memorial team, some things to take out of that Brandon Fanning interview. Something of note, this Memorial team has, because of their defense, and we'll say the same thing about the boys team tomorrow night when they take on North and we've got that game, they score all these points based on their defense. They stop opponents, get a transition. If Nina's making buckets and North has got to make that, Memorial's got to take the ball out, that's going to slow down their offense a little bit. It's going to make things harder.
Yeah, it's going to come down to if Memorial is able to make quick stops and catch Nina off guard, if Nina's making buckets, then Memorial's going to be in trouble.
So, again, we keep saying this. This is going to be the highest level of competition Memorial has faced in at least several weeks. If they're going to get to the sectional final, they are most definitely going to earn it. Trying to get to that sectional final and trying to get to the state tournament for the first time in over 20 years. This is by far the best of what has been a very good run of Memorial teams the last few years for Brandon Fanning. Derek, this is not some throwaway game on a Thursday night, is it?
Oh, no, this is definitely the big one.
There's a little extra energy in the crowd. There's a little extra excitement. There's a little extra nerves from the parents who are here tonight. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip. It is the sectional semifinal round, the Memorial Old Abes against the Nina Rockets from Stevens Point, next on 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions. So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play. Heard only at echometownradio.com.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car.
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play. Heard only at echometownradio.com.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
It's time for tip-off with the play-by-play of tonight's game. Here's Scott Montesano.
And welcome back to Stevens Point High School Memorial against Nina in this playoff matchup in the sectional semifinals. Tip-off set to get going here in just a moment. But before we can do that, let's get you today's starting lineup. First for the Nina Rockets, Andy Brunell is the head coach. They'll start the sophomore, Celia Gentile. The junior, Rowan Klesmet. Sophomore, Carly Baltus. The junior, Elliot Buss. And the senior, Ray Scholes. Gentile, Klesmet, Baltus, Buss, and Scholes. As for Memorial, they'll start the junior Raya Shaw, the sophomore Marley Ferguson, senior Ashlyn Schroeder, the junior Lydia Palmier, and senior Raina Welsh. Shaw, Ferguson, Schroeder, Palmier, and Welsh. Back over to today's broadcaster for today's broadcast.
Derek, you forgot my name.
Well, yes. Back to Scott Montesano for today's broadcast. He has to be addressed by his name, folks.
That's Mr. Montesano to you.
Here we go again.
There's a little extra excitement in the stands today for this playoff game, but you got to have a little fun, too, don't you?
Yeah, you still got to have a little fun. It's basketball. We're here to have fun.
And I think that's key for these players. It is a different atmosphere. It's a unique venue. here at Stevens Point. Not that it's some special venue, but it's not a venue you play at all that often. It's a neutral site, if you will. By the way, this is a large high school basketball gymnasium, and when the boys basketball team was really rolling about a decade ago, they'd fill this place, some 4,000 seats, all bleacher seats on all four sides. We'll have here tonight a few hundred, but it's a nice high school venue. We're located high atop the stands, right at midcourt, because we got here first, Derek, and we got the best spot for the broadcasters.
Yep, we got here before anybody else could get the chance to, and we snagged up the best seat here at midcourt.
Fought off those video guys who wanted this spot. All right, here we go with this memorial. We'll head left to right across your listening device. Nina from right to left. The opening tap is knocked around, and Nina will get control in their backcourt. Nina's got the white jerseys trimmed in red. Meanwhile, Memorial in the black, trimmed in blue and white. Even though they're the higher seed, they've elected to go with the darker jerseys today. Those jerseys, though, as sharp as the edge of a wood table. Nina with basketball, the game's first possession. Schultz, the big, out at midcourt, has it. Hands it to Klesmet, pulls up for a three from the left wing. Bottoms. Rowan Klesmet, that's her 147th career three-pointer. She's only a junior, and she'll likely be playing Division I basketball in a couple of years. So Nina out to the 3-0 lead. Entry feed by Schroeder underneath, looking for Reno Welch. Goes over Welch's head, ball turned over to Nina. Nina with the basketball. One of the big reasons Nina defeated Hudson, 27 turnovers in what was a close win.
Yeah, Memorial's going to have to figure out how to get past this Nina team and not turn the ball over consistently.
Pass looking for Klesmet along the right side, picked off here by Shaw, and Memorial has it. Shaw drives into the lane, goes off the window, ball rolls around and goes on in. Rhea Shaw gets Memorial on the board. It's now 3-2 Nina early on in this one. Nina basketball attacking the goal.